This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Now, the CCMA, if I recall properly or correctly, they did mention that they are reopening their offices today for walk-ins, right? The 3rd of May. Now, remember, since the beginning of lockdown, quite a number of offices had to be shut down, and of course, the CCMA was one of those. And you know, they had the option of people sending through emails or complaining online, which I know quite a lot of people were not really happy about. So thank you so much for taking your time and also taking our call. All right, so we're talking about the CCMA, and of course today being the official reopening for walk-ins. But what happened? Why did it take so long for the offices to reopen? I mean, it's been a while since everybody else, you know, has been back at work.
Okay, now thanks for that question. It gives me an opportunity to also clarify exactly what you're asking, and it's very important that I explain it properly. Firstly, the CCMA offices have not been closed completely, right? What was not happening was, users walking into our offices to refer cases, to ask for queries, to ask for arbitration awards, the ordinary way of doing things. Now, because of the adjusted levels, which were tagged quite high, and also the high rate of infection that we experienced, some of our staff members were suffering from COVID, especially those that were engaging with the public and our commissioners and all of that, and our vaccination levels were very low. Mm. Because of that we decided the only way to do this is to go into the digital platforms, which we did. So you could refer our cases using our apps, you can refer using our website, you can fax, you can email. We succeeded with that. In order to do hearings, we used our Zooms and our, MS Teams processes, or commissioners sitting from the comfort of their home or elsewhere in their offices, and parties could do the same, especially where there was legal representation. We did exceptionally well with that process. So we ran a hybrid system, but the only thing that it excluded was people walking in, because whenever we opened offices, there were long queues outside and we could not control them. And then our rate of infection was increasing, and we started getting some serious inspections from the Department of Employment. At some point, our Johannesburg office was closed by the Department of Employment. They were saying that we are not compliant and there's lots of things that we needed to do. So because there's that stop, I call it, that when we get an infection, we'll close offices. Then we have to clean the whole office first before we can be open.
Yeah.
So that was happening all over the country, in all of our offices. From money point of view, it was a problem. Number two, from safety, it was bad. And three, operationally, it was really not helpful, because once you stop a case today, you have to set it down again a few weeks down the line, and it was affecting most of our offices. So it was not effective. It was not serving anybody.
Yeah.
We then decided, let's go to the platforms. It's easier. We don't have to encounter this. Except in cases, and that's the directive that I issued, where parties agreed that they want to come to the CCMA and do their cases. Then we did that, and we've been doing that throughout COVID, except when it was adjusted level 5 and level 4, right? And if you want to go to the employer side and do a case there, we send the commissioner there. They went and did cases there. If you want to go to the union offices, we send cases, the commissioners and the interpreter will go there. But that's not the full bouquet. That's not the full monty of the CCMA operation. People feel comfortable and happier when they walk into offices. And that's the part that was missing. What we are now opening is exactly that part. That now, if you want to refer a case, and I must openly admit, I'm not going to deny it, that there are sections of our community who suffered, who don't use these digital platforms, who suffered in terms of referring cases. And it felt like it's denying them the access to this tribunal, a very important tribunal. So we knew that. We tried to encourage that as much as possible. But as we saw our numbers grow, people are getting used to using this digital platform, but it's not complete. So I'm very happy to announce that now we are full buffet in as far as the office are concerned in terms of all our services.
Mm.
The hybrid system that we're using, we're not stopping it. We're continuing with it.
So
those who want to continue using the digital, we continue doing so.
All right, thank you. Now, so let's speak hypothetically. Let's say maybe somebody was dismissed unfairly, in the past 2 years, and they couldn't get a hold of the CCMA, maybe because they were not privy to that particular information. Is it too late for them now to then come forward and say, but 2 years ago, I was unfairly dismissed?
No, it's not too late. But that case will have to be subjected to what we call the condonation application, because you condone for non-compliance with the rules. Because it is entirely up to the person who's bringing the case and say, look, in the past 2 years, you know, I was in coma, so I could not do it because I was dying of COVID, so I could not have done. Of course, we'll consider that. But the difficulty you're going to face is, so email, faxes, app, website, and these all other alternatives that include, you have to show that I could not use all of them. I'm sitting somewhere in Tofinda. There is no such a thing that exists there. Yeah. And then, of course, why not? We would grant it. But somebody who lives in Johannesburg, who's got access to everything I just mentioned, and they come and tell you, I could not refer to this as COVID. Mm-hmm. Should we grant that? Then, yeah. So every case will be judged on its own merit. I can never give you a blanket answer.
Yeah.
And the most dangerous one that, I mean, it's been 2 years, so you don't have those that are, that will be 3 years old late, because that will be a different set of rules that apply there. But it's all of those that condemnation issue. But, you know, the attitude of the commission, we are established to be simple, to be inexpensive and accessible, right? And we understand that when we keep our cases, we must not be legalistic. So when people come and approach our offices, that's the attitude that I ask our commissioners to adopt, that we must interpret and apply our rules in such a way that it is more inclusive and welcoming instead of being exclusive, right? So that we assist parties to comply, not to find reasons not to accept them. We can't be adopting that approach. So we are going to continue to adopt that approach so that the two-year case scenarios, for example, that we are referring to, we should be able to deal with as and when they come. But each case will have to treat it in its own merit with that inclusive approach and a more constitutional-friendly approach for us to have the case and dispute resolved.
All right. Now, maybe just to wrap it up, for the sake of time, maybe I think I need to ask, what kind of grievances can people walk into the CCMA for?
Unfair dismissal, unfair labor practices, unfair discrimination. At the moment, and also those in terms of the national minimum wage, who have not been paid national minimum wage. We are going to continue also to do training throughout the country about everything I've just said. But the leading cases at the moment that we are grappling with, it is the discrimination and also suspensions and dismissals relating to refusal to vaccinate. Mm. That's the primary one at the moment.
All righty. We're looking forward to your talks and your workshops. I'd love to be in attendance at one of them. Yes, definitely. I'll make it a point. And
come,
yeah,
you come.
I'll make it a point that I attend one of the workshops. I'd really love to be there. So let me thank you once again, Cameron. I really do appreciate your time, okay?
Thank you. Sorry for the glitches on the network.
Not a problem. It happens. It's technology. It happens. It happens, Cam.
Technology, yeah.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Okay,
all right, chop. That's the CCMA Director Advocate Cameron Marajani speaking to us about, you know, what it means for now, the CCMA offices being reopened. So they are now reopened for handover cases, walk-ins, okay? The cases were running throughout lockdown 2020 up until 2022. It's just that walk-ins were not allowed due to COVID restrictions.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.